AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Father of mine, tell me where
hey.
Have you been?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you two?
I don't know. I'm not that awake.
You haven't had your coffee yet, or what?
Oh yeah, I finished just a few minutes ago. But I've been up for about over an hour.
You should go back to the old days and have a Iranian breakfast of tea and bread.
Oh, that's what I have. Yeah, that's what Joanne has.
Yeah. Tea. Hey, I've been drinking tea, too. I've been drinking green tea. I heard that's good for you.
Yeah, that's what I hear myself, but I don't have a taste for that.
You don't drink tea at all?
No.
Okay. Well, I got you everything. Hey, you're coming to see me this weekend, Dad. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
How long does it take to get there?
Joanne wants to know, how long would it take from us to drive to your house?
Okay. Well, I guess, let me ask this. Who's driving?
Lizzie.
Oh, she's a lead foot.
Yeah, well, she's a good driver.
Let's see. I'm going to guess from your place, let me see. Shelby Township, Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Shelby Township, Michigan, to my house, that is listed as 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Are you kidding?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Huh.
Am I taking him to the hall and you getting him, or Jimmy bringing him, or are we coming right to your house?
You know, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure, but I can call you later on today with that.
Okay,
because
I
got to
work his shout out.
So either I'm staying at your house, or I don't know.
Yeah, you're coming over, and we're going to hang out, and you and Kevin are going to have a foot race in the street.
Oh, really?
No, but it's going to be great. I'm looking forward. We'll have some fun. We'll eat some food. We'll chit-chat.
So the party is at your house, is that it?
No, I think the girls are getting together at another location, but the boys are coming to my house.
Okay.
How far is the location from your house?
I
think it's just a handful of minutes.
Okay.
Handful of minutes, Joanne.
Do you want to, maybe Joanne, if there's an issue, like a timing thing, you can teach Jim and I to help Dad or anything?
Yeah, but I got to make sure poor Lizzie can get us there in time so we get to the shower in time. Isn't it at 11 o'clock?
Oh boy, yeah. I don't recall because I'm the last to know these things, but I'm assuming you're right. Boy, yeah, you're gonna have to leave early. Holy crap.
Okay.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible. You should just skip it.
Yeah.
Nope.
We're coming.
No, thank you.
We're not going to skip it.
Well, thank you. It is. You're going to make Jackie very, very happy, and everyone's going to love seeing you.
Of course. My gosh. Well, I wouldn't have missed that.
Okay. Maybe we can go to the casino or something.
Oh.
Oh, boy. I would like that.
Yeah?
So would Sue.
Oh, see,
yeah. So would Joanne.
I don't think Sue's into casinos, Dad.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a big no-no. I think maybe we should just maybe talk about that off of the podcast.
Okay. Sound like a winner.
All right. Well, Dad,
I'm not the organizer, so
yeah, I know. Because if I'm understanding, I think it's the religious beliefs that gambling's a big no-no.
Well, we're the same religion.
Yeah. So I'm saying I don't want to be a contributor to your delinquency, you know.
No, we don't consider that delinquency.
I think you'd get in big trouble, man. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Hey, who's going to cause me the trouble?
Well, you know, I mean, Sue and Shannon, they all listen to you on this show. So I don't want them to think that. So that was just a joke.
No, that's not a joke. It's a serious business, man.
I am not taking you to a casino.
Hey, come on.
All right, Dad, listen up. I've got some questions. Lenny writes this. Lenny.
Who is this?
Lenny.
Lenny?
Yeah, Lenny. He lives in
Leonard.
Yeah, Lenny lives in Nashville, Tennessee. He says.
Okay. Hello, Lenny.
He says, sometimes I watch my friend's show, and I find out late that he's started. And I said to my friend.
What?
Well, he watches a show on TV. His friend does a show similar to this one.
Yeah.
Okay. And he gets notified late, so he's always showing up late a few minutes after the show's begun, you know? And so Lenny says, I mention it to my friend. Hey, I keep getting late notification that you started the show. And he says, I mention it to my friend, and he gets really mad at me. What should I do? Is this guy being Mickey Mouse, or should I just try and prepare to watch it better? Thanks, Meathead.
Honey, you got to go over this one more time to what's happening.
Yeah, okay. So Lenny sits down at the computer every day at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
His favorite show on the computer starts at 8 o'clock. But
okay.
He doesn't get a little notification from his computer until like 8:03. His computer says, hey, Lenny, it's time to watch your favorite show. And then Lenny gets mad because he should have been notified right at 8 a.m.
Well, what if Lenny starts on time on his own instead of waiting for that machine to talk to him?
That's a great question. I think that Lenny can figure it out on his own.
Yeah.
It seems,
is that a big task?
It seems very simple. But I think Lenny starts every day by announcing that he was told late that the show began and everybody's getting annoyed with him. I don't blame him for getting annoyed.
Of course. But why doesn't Lenny start his show on time on his own?
Exactly. That's what everybody's saying.
Lenny, get with it now. Come on.
Come on, Lenny.
You're passing the buck to someone else.
Quit whining about everything.
No, it's not that. I'm not going to say it, but somehow he doesn't know that. So get up about 12 and a half minutes earlier.
Right.
And be on the job at the 12th hour.
Yes.
And go on from there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
if
you know what time things are starting, there's no reason for you to be late.
Yeah. My gosh.
All right. Thank you, Lenny. John writes this. Hello, Ruben. I am going.
Hello, John.
He says, I am going on a 2-week solo hiking trip in the Upper Peninsula. Do you have any suggestions about hiking or things to see or how to stay safe or just to ensure that I have a good time?
Well, just hiking is not a good time in my mind. All you're doing is walking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
And it's all up to him to have enough energy to continue on hiking at the time that he's supposed to start. and keep going. Now, I don't know if he's going to go the whole distance without stopping, doing anything, resting, or I don't know what his plan is, but he's going to plan on, first of all, have enough strength to go from area A to area B.
Yeah.
Without the nonstop.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying he's got to, like, make sure he's got all his water and food and provisions.
Yes.
And make a plan and with somebody.
And make it. What is that, Joanne?
Make a plan to tell somebody where he's at, where he's walking.
Well, yeah. In case he, like,
can't just keep on walking. He's got to take a break in between.
Yeah, he's going to have to rest. And I'm sure he has all of his resources. But you're right. I that's especially important to make sure you let people know where exactly you're going to be. In
absolutely.
The, you know what I mean? Because how often do we hear about somebody getting lost out there? I mean, that's like a up there. It's, you know.
I mean, you know, all kinds of things can happen.
Oh, for God's sake, hope not, you know? I mean, geez.
Hey, if you're hiking, you must have some wilderness area, and that's not a cool thing.
All right, Dad, I wrote down, hiking is walking.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Dad, Rodney writes this.
Hi, Rodney.
Rodney has a question, looking back to different decades. And he says, Reuben, you've been in the U.S. in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and on and on and on. Do you know which of those decades was your favorite? I think I know. I think I know the
I
answer.
I would say the first 2 decades was just hell.
Okay, that's when you were getting used to the U.S.
I was getting to learn how to talk the language. The food that they have. Believe you me, I mean, I lived on a hamburger for 2 years. Or a hot dog. I lived on hot dogs 2 years.
Yeah, wasn't that the only? That was the only thing you English you knew was the word hot dog.
Hot dog and hamburger and apple pie.
Oh wow, you were like the hot dog guy.
Yes, I was a hot dog. Period.
So yeah, I can imagine that you had probably had some serious gastrointestinal issues.
And then the worst part of this whole thing, you brought up a big poisonous thought to my brain. It was the students could give a rip to who I am, what I am. I had no friends.
Yeah, people are bullies.
I mean, oh, hey. You remember the story? Did I tell you a story about Percy?
Oh, yeah. We all know the story about Percy, Dad.
I was a strong individual, by the way. I mean, I don't think that anybody should have messed around with me.
No, no.
Percy went just a little bit too far.
Yeah, he pushed you.
Oy, oy, oy.
I mean, he pushed you. He pushed you mentally and physically. And to this day, I mean, Percy probably died at age 20 because of the damage.
I'll tell you. Good thing there wasn't 2 Percys living around.
Right, right.
I had to kill them both.
You had to kill them both. Oh, my God. I wrote down that I brought up a big poisonous thought to your brain.
Oh, yes.
So, Dad,
that's funny that just a few days ago, that thought occurred in my brain again. All by itself.
That's fantastic. Dad, I would say that the 1980s were probably your favorite decade because that's when you met Joanne.
Oh, that was life-giving.
Your heart was on fire.
Oh, my God, yes.
And
at first, she has her doubts, you know, about me.
Of course she did. I mean, you're a guy that says hiking is walking. Of course she had doubts. You know,
oh, man, cut it out, man.
Hey, I should probably say that any decade that Joanne was in it was the best decade. So 80s, 90s. 2010s, 2020s.
Yes.
Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill. And you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
In fact, I almost lost her at one party that we were there. She thought, hey, I'm a two-timer or something.
Yeah, okay. She thought you were a dirty, low-down scoundrel.
Something that was not advantageous to our relationship.
Now, sometimes people in their relationships, they might like take a break or break up for a short period of time.
No, I didn't have any of that problem. I was so grateful for the fact that I had somebody that cared to know me.
There was never that had never happened in all of the years that you two have been together.
That's right.
Incredible.
40-some years.
Wow.
40-some years.
Those are some great years. Okay. Rob writes this, Dad. He's another person named Rob, just like you. He writes, Dear Meathead, I'm getting married next year.
Congratulations, Rob.
He says, a lot of people that I have, to hire are charging a small fee to use a credit card to pay them. So like, let's say if he's paying a photographer $1,000, the credit card will charge photographer will charge him 3% if he's using a credit card. And Rob says, this is very frustrating, Meathead. How should I go about negotiating with these people? Sign, Rob.
Rob, I don't know what a photographer is going to do to make it really interesting for these pictures. But what's wrong with getting a friend, give him a camera, bunch of film to take pictures?
Oh, so you're saying just have your drunk buddy do it?
Yeah. I mean, hey, absolutely. Why do you need to have a photographer?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so you're saying the big wedding, a good way to save money, instead of having...
Yeah. Hey, get a buddy of yours,
Don't be silly.
Come yeah. walk around with a camera in your hand.
Yeah, maybe.
Snap pictures.
Maybe one of those Polaroid ones. You can just snap it and give it right to them right there.
Well, that's okay, but either way, you took pictures and have them developed.
Yeah.
And then you can make all the copies you want and give it to friends or whatever. And then you save a ton of money.
You do save a ton of money. So the idea is, as opposed to hiring a professional photographer for the greatest wedding photos ever, just get one of those disposable cameras and say, here, shoot this until it runs out, and then I'll pay for your first beer.
But it don't need to be disposable either.
Oh.
Just take a camera and take these pictures and take the camera to a photographer, to the people that develop them.
Okay, yeah.
Just
use your phone.
Well, yeah.
Use your phone.
Use your phone, too. But the phone might be expensive. You might just want to buy a garbage camera.
Yeah. But just an inexpensive camera.
Uh-huh.
Take all the pictures you want. My God, this is crazy.
Yes.
I would have done that.
You could use that money for, like, you know, to buy a snowblower or whatever. Or
buy a bunch of booze.
Save it. You could save the money. Could save the money. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, Joanne, so tell them, bring your own food.
All right.
Well, that's just kidding around.
Right,
know,
but, right, of course.
Oh, really?
Of course. Adam writes this, that, dear Meathead.
Hi, Adam.
He says, I am not a handyman, but I would like to be a handyman. I want to get better. My wife doesn't want me to work on anything because I might mess it up. And how can I get better at things if I don't try? Signed, Adam.
Well, Adam, that is a good analogy. If you don't try it, you're never going to learn. Now, I don't know what things that you do that is so intricate.
Well, I mean, maybe he's thinking about whatever, putting in a new toilet or, you know, maybe some new cabinets.
I would say the second would be a better idea. The toilet business is for the toilet man.
Toilet business. Hold on. I'm going to write this down. Toilet business is for the toilet man.
Yeah. But other things, you should get involved. I knew nothing about building. I built this whole house up.
And you put a toilet.
I even put a toilet in here.
You did, but you're not a toilet man.
I know, but I had to take a chance.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you just got to figure it out, and I don't know.
If you want to do a thing, you do it cheap and way out, you know, save money, get involved in doing the thing that you want to do. So you'll screw it up. But do it, and then you correct it, or you ask somebody else what to do it, and
yes.
Then now you learn how to do that forever and ever and ever.
Fair enough. This lovely lady named Stevie has a question.
What is her name?
Stevie. You've actually met Stevie before.
Okay.
Yeah, when you visited over here for a party, she was over here and she got a picture with you and she writes, "Hello, Ruben."
Yes, I remember that.
She has like very, very brightly colored hair.
Yes. I don't remember the hair, but I do remember the person that you're talking about.
Oh,
I met her.
She knew, you know, I know Stevie, and she's going to love that you remember her. So she she has a question, and she says...
She was very loving.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And she writes, "Hello, Ruben. My friend is getting married in a few weeks. My friend's relatives, direct relatives, live about as far away as you away, so 200 miles. But they said they're not coming. My friend has asked them why not, but they have not answered. My friend is very upset about this. What do you think about families that behave this way?"
Well, you really got to take your time to think why they're not coming. Now, maybe there's a difficult task for them to get from the zero area to your place. So you got to find out exactly what the reason is. And not in the way of being abrasive. "Hey, how come you're not coming?" You know, no. So, "Hey, do you think you can tell me why you're not coming?"
Uh-huh.
If something we can help you, we can send somebody to pick you up or something.
Yeah, you know.
Help it out, you know. You know, the one thing that you got to learn in life, not to be abrasive, personality-wise.
Yeah, I've heard that that can backfire a time or two,
well,
or three or four.
Yeah, you know, but
five or six.
Listen, something we can do to, can we have somebody pick you up and bring you here and take you back or something?
Okay.
Anything that's comfortable. I don't know.
You know, that is, I wrote it down. Don't be abrasive. That is fantastic advice.
Ask a question with love.
I also wrote down, instead of saying, are you having a hard time getting here? You should say, difficult task to get from zero area to your place.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a difficult task, and they're not be able to get. Well, maybe you can send a buddy of yours to pick them up and bring them there.
Yeah. Brian.
Anything. But find out what's their problem. Now, they may not want to tell you what their problem is. Then if they're not going to do that, well,
there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Yep.
Hang up on them. Say, all right, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Brian says, dear Meathead and dear Joanne, is there a state? He says, I know you love Michigan, but is there another state that you love?
San Diego.
Well, San Diego is a beautiful place.
So, San Diego, California.
Yes.
That is, you know, it's so nice there all year round, a terrific weather. I mean, it's really.
And I like the ocean side and so forth. You
so,
know?
Is that when you visit my stepsister, Joanne's daughter, Nikki, your stepdaughter? Are you able to go out, like, to the ocean and see the, and hang out on the sand and put your feet in the water?
I think, yeah, Joanne did, but unfortunately, they were at the area that had this black rocks. So she wasn't.
Oh, that was Hawaii.
Oh, that was in Hawaii. That was in Hawaii.
You went to Hawaii too?
No,
I didn't. She did.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, Joanne's daughter has tons of cash. She's got like a house in San Diego and a house in Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
She's bloody rich.
She sure is. Oh yeah.
Well, and so you like visiting California? I do too. It's really, you know what? It's really just spectacular. That's climate is just absolutely perfect, frankly.
Well, yeah, it is a great thing, but I don't make a habit of going out there that much.
I don't know if I'd want to live there. I don't know if I'd
once or twice. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, I think I'd like to visit there, but I like my home too much in Michigan. You know,
definitely. I don't want to leave my home.
No, I mean, seriously, unless it's a terrible place. I mean, there's no way I'd ever want to leave a place that I love.
Oh, I got an acre of land in here. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mike writes this. Dear Meathead and Joanne, first off, one of my favorite things that I experience every single week is hearing Joanne and your dad. That's what he wrote.
That's awesome.
What a wonderful.
Such a wonderful guy.
What a nice thing to say. And then he has a very specific question. You know, like, have you ever heard of, like, a crown molding, like, in a living room?
Yeah.
He says, I'm struggling with that. Do you have any tips that can make my life easier?
Oh, boy.
He says, it's difficult for me. He says he's not an expert like you are, and but doing it himself would help him save money. But I don't want to mess up with too many, like, cuts and then screw up the wood and have to start over.
Well, the best thing that I can suggest, since you are that new at that, hopefully look around and see if you can find a friend that does woodworking and so forth, or build his own, and pick their brain, you know?
Yeah, maybe buy him a case of beer and have him do it.
Well, whatever you do. But then again, that's a good thing. Don't tackle that all by yourself. Without the knowledge, get somebody to tell you what to do.
He's trying to.
If you're having difficulty finding somebody that knows about building and all that.
Joanne says he's trying to.
Yeah, but I don't know any detail to give him any advice to what direction to take.
Oh, wow. Well, he's so you're saying that he's maybe stumped you on this one.
Not really. If I saw the situation, well, I would have.
I think that it's interesting. It's interesting. We're to a point in the show where, you know, people are asking you for advice, and your advice is ask somebody who knows.
Well, no, this particular thing I'm not too familiar with.
Oh, okay. I totally get it.
You should crack Joanne up. Yes. I don't know what the hell is so funny about that.
She loves that. She's got a great sense of humor. Now, Dad, have you ever heard of YouTube videos?
Yeah.
On your phone, you can look at a video and it tell you. So I think that, Mike, if you search that out, there'll be plenty of tutorials on there that can help you. That's what I think you should start with.
I don't know how to get on it, but...
Well, yeah, I'm sure he does. He'll probably be able to figure it out.
Joanne says she knows how to get on it.
All right, Dad, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here, including hiking is walking. brought up a big poisonous thought to my brain. Toilet business is for the toilet men.
There you go.
Don't be abrasive. That was a good one. And typical task to get from zero area to your place.
Yes.
And we're not going to the casino.
Well, that's something else. I can't.
I got a million places I could take you, but we're not going to the casino.
Oh man, you're just not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know it. All right, Dale. Well, I love you guys.
I love you too, honey.
Okay.
Hello to the rest of the family.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you very shortly.
See you very shortly. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Thanks for your time.
As always. Bye bye.
Bye. And the cats in the cradle and the suits.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.